From the Winona Daily News, I'm Tobias Mann, and welcome to Inside Winona. For this week's interview podcast, education reporter Maddie Heim and I sat down with Winona City Council member Eileen Moeller to discuss how she went from a college student from the Chicago burbs to shaping Winona's future. Eileen is currently the director of marketing and sales for the Great River Shakespeare Festival, and, as of January, Winona's second ward councilwoman. I hear that you're a big Parks and Recreation fan.
Of the show, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
Chad does run a tight ship, too.
Yes.
You have to tell me, what is a Leslie Knope moment? And Okay. Have you had one since joining the board, or the council?
Oh my gosh, that's a really great question. I think I noticed them a lot more as a community member when I was attending council meetings and sort of learning about how it runs and how do public input sessions work and things like that. And definitely having those moments of having to see our city staff sort of take questions that may seem really ridiculous and just thinking, oh my gosh, I can't imagine what's going on inside their head, and witnessing, you know, people just completely not listening to the information they're given and then coming back with something really, really absurd and the city staff person having to just, you know, take it and try and talk with the person. And I admire the city staff members, and I also admire our community members for showing up for public input sessions. But definitely at those moments, there's sometimes a person that shows up and you're like, oh my gosh, like this is where a script like that comes from.
So I've never seen Parks and Recreation.
Oh, you should.
I know I'm terrible for not having seen it. So what exactly is a Leslie Knope moment?
Well, so Leslie Knope in the show, she's played by Amy Poehler. She starts off as the deputy director of the Parks and Recreation Department, and it's her dream to serve on city council and to serve her city. And it is, the character can kind of be distilled down to this woman who is a little bit eccentric, but she really loves her city. And Pawnee, the fictional Indiana city in the show, does have some similarities to Winona. And so I felt, for me, a Leslie Knope moment was when I got to go to the polls and saw my name on the ballot. There's an episode where Leslie gets to vote for herself for city council. And I sort of was envisioning that episode when I went to the polls that day. But also it was just really exciting to be engaged in the civic process. And I think that, you know, as a culture that's very influenced by media and pop culture, that these sorts of characters, for good or bad, influence us sometimes. And I think I took a lot from that character as someone who's really passionate about her city. And being able to see my name on the ballot was a really exciting moment. So that might be my Leslie Knope moment.
And how's city council treating you so far? Mark's not giving you too hard of a time, is he?
No. It's been really great. It's exciting. And we have some really excellent city staff members. The other council members are all incredibly knowledgeable. They've almost all been there much longer than I have. Some of them have been there almost as long as I've been alive, as long as you guys have been alive. So there's a wealth of experience, and I'm really grateful that everyone's been really generous with their time and willing to share their insight about specific things, which helps a lot.
Have there been any surprises since you've officially joined the board?
I wouldn't say surprises necessarily. It's an overwhelming amount of information. I have told several people it's like trying to drink from a fire hose. It's like you are able to get some of the information, but mostly you just feel like you're drowning a little bit. And so learning, it wasn't very difficult for me to learn sort of the legality piece of it, such as open meeting laws, things like that, because I've served on boards and I've served on a commission, so I was familiar with those things, but just the things that you're expected to know about as a city council member for your constituents, it's reasonable. You're supposed to be the point person, you know, for people in Ward 2 can come to me about concerns. But it's important, I think, to know that you're serving your community, but it is a very, very part-time job, pay-wise, and, you know, the amount of hours that you're supposed to be spending working on these things. And so I sometimes get, you know, I'm trying to catch up. I'm trying to be as knowledgeable as possible, but there are points at which I sometimes have to remind myself that I've only been doing this for 3 months, and there are people that have been doing it for decades, so they're a lot more familiar with things than I may be. And I have a full-time job that I still have to do, and a family, and so keeping all of those things in mind is a little bit challenging, but I'm someone who's very curious, and I like to know how things work, so this has been fun for me to learn, okay, how does public works operate? How does the garage operate? I think that stuff's all really cool.
So when you first came to Winona, did you ever imagine you'd be shaping its future?
No. I came as a college student, which is maybe how you may have ended up here.
I'm a Winona State alum.
Yes.
Not me, but I know a lot of people are. Yeah.
Yeah. I came to Winona State because it had a program that I liked, and it was beautiful. I'm from the Chicago suburbs originally, which you may be able to tell by my nasally voice, but it's a very flat land, and so to come to a place where there was bluff land and, you know, some topography was really exciting, and but, you know, like a lot of college students, it was like, okay, you do college, and then you're grown up, and then you go do other stuff, but I had never thought about running for office.
So what kept you in Winona?
I just love the community. I think, you know, going back to Leslie Knope, I just came here and it felt like where I belonged. And it was very easy for me to become invested in, I was a history student, so I became really interested in Winona's history. And I also became really interested in civic engagement once I finished college. And so, you know, being part of rebuilding something or helping it grow is something that is really interesting to me.
Well, obviously you were invested enough to run for city council.
Mm-hmm.
So could you tell us a little bit about what it was like running against a 32-year veteran of the city council, Jerry Craig?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was a really intense few months. You know, you mentioned I work for the Shakespeare Festival, so my busiest time is during the summer. So I really had to be diligent about what time will I spend on my job and what time will I spend campaigning, and be careful about that. But Jerry was really wonderful to run with, or against, I guess. And he's been a really great resource. You know, we have met up a few times. He's made it very easy for me to reach out to him with questions about, you know, have you dealt with a specific issue before? It would be stupid of me to not reach out to him and ask for his insight on some of the issues that face the city and specifically Ward 2. And he's been really, really helpful and really generous. So that part's been really great. The campaigning process it's a lot of marketing yourself, which I do marketing as my job, but I really like having conversations with people, but I'm not always comfortable with the, like, look at my face, listen to all my great ideas, which may or may not be great ideas, I don't know. And so that piece of it was a little bit more difficult for me, but I do love, you know, I was a theater student in addition to studying history, and there's a bit of performance that you do when you're in front of a crowd or when you're networking and all that kind of stuff. And that's something I always find really challenging but fun.
So some people love campaigning and some people absolutely hate it. Where do you fall on that?
I would fall in the, I wouldn't say hate, but it's definitely not the way that I want to spend my time. I think if I have to spend my free time working on something, I would prefer it to be collaborating and working on a project where there's something more community-minded as a result. I mean, campaigning is in a way a project like that, but it's a step you have to take to be able to do the stuff you want to do in the way you want to do it. And it's incredibly time consuming. I mean, I would work an 8 or 9 hour day. I would come home, I would go campaign for a few hours, and then I would just have a couple hours before I would need to, you know, go to sleep and get up and do it again. And I'm accustomed to working, you know, 60, 70 hours a week, but you're not only having to, maybe have people be rude to you or shut the door in your face, or you have to do a lot if you've ever done customer service and you know when people tell you that you're an idiot and you just have to go, okay, of course, thank you so much for your time. That, and then you're also walking for miles, and so it's really draining. But again, I was able to meet a lot of neighbors I had never met before. You know, people do have good ideas. There are a lot of really wonderful, kind people in our community, and I wouldn't have met them if I hadn't been out campaigning, so I'm really grateful for that piece of it. So yeah. It was a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. That makes total sense. So speaking of the projects that you would rather work on than campaign, during your campaign you talked a lot about affordable housing and public transportation, and in the time that you've been on the board, do you feel that you've been able to kind of move your agenda on those things along? Are you happy with the progress you've been able to make so far on those issues?
Yes and no. It's been a very short time, bureaucratically speaking, which is a fun thing to learn about. Everything takes forever. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, as people who are more in the millennial age group, we like to see things be kind of snappy and like, okay, are we going to do something? Let's do it. But governments are not set up that way. And with good reason. You know, you are working with other people's money, and you have to be a good steward of that. So there have been some things that have come before council that are germane to the issues that I campaigned on, such as housing and transportation. But I have found that it's sometimes more useful for me as someone who is now in a leadership position to just encourage people and connect them to work not necessarily outside of the city government, but in a grassroots way that might be able to move quicker than going through a traditional bureaucratic process. And I have done activist work before, and I've done organizing, and so doing that piece of it and just sort of being able to have that extra boot, or, you know, sort of sense of authority of like, I am a council person and there are some things I can do to help people. So in that way, I feel that I've been able to get some things done, but again, it's a very part-time job. And so it's, you know, I want to make sure that I'm still doing my full-time job well and, you know, taking care of my family. So, it comes down to balancing all of that stuff together, which, you know, I think, especially for younger people, we are not always good at that because you can always be reached by your phone. So I'm checking emails at all hours and, you know, doing stuff on the weekends. And, you know, you feel like you have to work all the time in order to do these things. And that, for me, makes me really grumpy. And it makes my partner very unhappy.
I can relate.
Yeah.
So is there anything in the pipeline that you're really excited about?
Yeah, you know, we moved forward on the Bluff Traverse Trail system, and that's not something that I had really It's something that I was learning about towards the end of the campaign process, and the council approved the Parks and Rec comprehensive plan in the last meeting of December. So that was the last meeting where Jerry was a council person, and he got to vote on that, which was really exciting. So now this year, council is working on making sure that we're following that comp plan and doing all of the things that the previous council told the people who are campaigning for these trail improvements. And it's not just the trails and the bluffs, it's also, you know, connecting those things to the city and working more on just having a holistic system throughout the city, whether it's in downtown or up in the bluffs and east to west. So it's really exciting because it's something that people showed up for. There's a lot of stuff in the city that we have to do that's not stuff that people cheer for, you know, but it was really exciting to come to a council meeting and see it full and see people there who were really passionate and really had a stake in what was happening. I wish every meeting was like that, even for like a permit, you know, yeah, got my permit. So doing those kind of things is really encouraging, and I think in Winona we have people who are really engaged and really do pay attention to what's going on, and so that's good because you have people who challenge you, but you also have people who show up and are excited about what's happening.
When I was still covering city council, I remember coming in many nights when the Bluffs Traverse and the Comprehensive Parks Plan was being discussed, and walking in and seeing standing room only,
yeah,
and going, oh, this is going to be really a bombastic meeting, and then the Parks Plan agenda item comes up, staff says their piece, and then the whole room empties.
Yeah.
Because they just wanted to get the update.
Yep. Yeah. And I know there's a couple people that come to council on Mondays because they just want to check in and see what's up, which is great. A lot of people don't have the time or resources to do that. So we, you know, it's shown on the TV and I think you guys stream it, and people keep engaged in that way. But yeah, it's cool that people care enough to share what they're thinking about.
All right, for our last question.
Yeah.
It's a two-parter.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the first half. So if you had to name one thing, just one thing that you love about Winona, what would it be? And I'll preface that. For me, I'm particularly fond of Blados, and it's not just because it's a few blocks away.
Right. That's a really difficult question. So my husband and I, our whole relationship, we've always played a game called Top 5. And so we'll like email each other ideas, you know, Top 5 Motown artists, Top 5 horror movies before 1990, you know, that kind of stuff. And so I'm always really specific about categories, and I feel like my favorite thing about Winona, I'd have to split it up into like business or natural feature. You know, how do you choose between those things? They're so different. But I think I would have to say that my favorite thing about Winona is, I think my favorite thing about Winona is the people here, which I know you're making a face because you wanted like a landmark. But, you know, that's it. There are a lot of places in the country that are pretty. So we have certain features that are pretty in different ways, but we have such an interesting mix of people that live here, some of whom have lived for generations and generations. Some came because of jobs or being students or whatever. And when I'm thinking about, oh, I love to go to the Blue Heron, I love to go to Blooming Grounds, and it's because I always run into someone or meet someone new that I can have a conversation with and find out about an activity or a festival or whatever. So yeah, I think I have to say with people.
That's a good answer for sure. then I'll close it out here, switching it up. What's your least favorite thing about Winona, and what do you think should be done about it?
Ooh, we should have switched those questions so we end on the positive note.
True. I'll do that next time.
That's how I roll. I always have to end on a high note. I think...
Well, a solution is the high note.
Yeah, a solution is the high note, yeah. I always try and come not from a place of deficit, but opportunity. So I think a great place for opportunity is our... not just the downtown, but just our businesses as a whole. Winona has a great history of entrepreneurship, and we have all of these fantastic, like, larger businesses that were born here. But we have all these beautiful buildings, but we do still have quite a few empty storefronts, and I'm really hopeful that in the next few years we'll see those fill up with new restaurants and new retail businesses where you can get cool, funky stuff that you can't get online, and that there will be shop owners that you want to go in and talk to. So I think, an increase in restaurants and businesses is a great place for opportunity and growth. And I think it'll happen.
I don't think anybody would argue with you about more restaurants in Winona being a good thing.
Yes, more restaurants that have something other than burgers.
Yes.
Because you can get a great burger anywhere in Winona, at many places.
So how do you spur that economic development to make that possible?
I think as a council person, we work towards making it easier for new business owners to start up and not just survive, but thrive. And as community members, we have to be willing to sort of to stick it out and to really, really try and support those small businesses that are here already as much as we can. I always buy Watkins, but I also go to the co-op and buy soap from people around town that make it. I go to Jewelry Rocky's gallery all the time. I don't always buy something because you can't buy a piece of jewelry every time you go to a store, mm-hmm. but I love talking to her, and she's always got cool new stuff. We've got the Green Thumb now, Yarnology. I spend tons of money on Third Street, more than I should, but that's something because I love those things, but also because I really believe in those businesses, and I believe that they will attract other businesses that are high quality.
So it sounds like encouraging local support of businesses is a big part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks, Eileen. I really want to thank you again for coming in and being our guinea pig.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is fun.
Inside Winona is a product of the Winona Daily News and the River Valley Media Group. We want to bring you great content like this every week, but we need your help. You can support Inside Winona by subscribing on your favorite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and we're adding more every week. Second, be sure to leave us a review. Rate us and let us know what you like and what we could be doing better. We're constantly looking for ways to bring you better experiences and news. Finally, please consider sharing this podcast with a loved one. The more people who know about us, the more content like this we can make.